1 John 1-9. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that had been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world.
He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The world became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
John testified concerning him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' Out of this fullness we have all received grace in place already given. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known." John 1:10 through 18.
Thanks, guys. Good to be together. It's the first Sunday of 2020. It's the last day of Christmas. It's Family Worship Sunday. It's good to have our kids with us. It's good to have volunteers with us who are often back in the children's wing on Sunday. And it's good to hear the word this morning out of John chapter 1. Let's pray together. God, thank you so much for this day. God, thank you for this word. I pray now that as we get into it, that truly it'll get into us and it'll become for us, Lord, a word that establishes trajectory for us for this next year. God, we know and we believe that that trajectory is so important, because when it's off in the beginning, it makes us off down the road. So, Lord, align us today with your word and the truth of this word. And God, use this word today truly to become a beacon of hope and light for us as a people and as a church. God, to give us guidance and direction in 2020. God, thank you for this time. We give it to you now. Give us hearts that are good soil. Give us hearts that are ready to come to your table and to feast. We love you, Lord, and pray all these things in the strong name of Jesus. And the church said, amen. Well, it would have been a familiar beginning to a very, very familiar story. I was tied up this morning, so I wasn't able to get into the pre-worship meeting. And if I would have known which kid was going to be reading the first verse for us, I would have cornered Chloe. And then, Chloe, I was going to have you do something this morning, and it was going to seem a little weird to you, but it would have made sense to the rest of us. I was going to have you say the first three words of John 1:1. I was going to have you read it like three times. And then everybody in the crowd would be like, "Oh, Chloe doesn't know what's coming next." But you would have. You would have just been doing it because I'd asked you to. You see, those first three words in the beginning create a very familiar beginning to a very familiar story. With just those three words, the audience that John is writing to already would have anticipated the story, and in it was their story. It was their story, the story of creation. Three words in the beginning. Now, there's a dumb preacher joke at this point. Anybody know the dumb preacher joke about this verse? Yeah, baseball's mentioned in the Bible. in the big inning. Yeah, it's so dumb. Like, you get it. But this was the opening to their story. And they knew their story inside and out. And it belonged to them. And this story not only belonged to them, but this story was a response to their Babylonian captors. This story was a response to all of their time in exile in Babylon in the beginning. In the beginning, the words in the beginning, literally the word Genesis means in the beginning. In the beginning, before time, before space, before time and before space, in the beginning, God. Center point, in the beginning. Before time, before space, God, their God, not the God of the Babylonians. In the beginning, God, their God, created. In the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And no doubt, their minds would have started running with this story when they heard just those first three words from John. Genesis. In the beginning. Their minds would have gone on into a very familiar story, their story, the story of creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God said it, and it was so. God said it, and there was light. God said it, and there was sky. God said it, and there was land. God said it, and there was vegetation. God said it, and the waters teemed with living creatures. God said it, and the land produced. God said it, and human beings were formed in the image of God. He blessed the humans. He said to the humans, "Be fruitful and multiply on the earth." Then God stepped back. He looked at all that he had made, all that he had created. He looked back and he said, "It was very good." In the beginning, yes, they knew their story. They knew it well. This was their story. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But in today's scripture, Chloe, those three words are a bit misleading. John is a bit misleading. You see, the writer John messes with the story. The writer John messes with the beginning of the story. He takes a very familiar beginning of a story, and he takes a very unexpected turn. You heard it read just a few minutes ago. I wonder, did you catch it? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. John messes with the story, and John takes us down this road. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, before creation, was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God, and the Word was God in the beginning. Through the Word. Through this Word. In the beginning, all things were made that have ever been made. In this Word was life itself. And this Word not only created, this Word entered into creation. In the fullness of time, according to God's plan, this Word, the Word, from the beginning, entered into the world and lived and dwelt among His own creation, us, human beings. Those that He had created so long ago. Those that He had blessed so long ago. Those that He had commanded so long ago to be fruitful and multiply. This Word entered into creation and lived and dwelt among us. But John tells us that though the whole world had been made through this Word, that though all life was in this Word, John tells us that humans, people just like you, people just like me, they not only didn't recognize the Word, they didn't receive the Word. They not only didn't recognize the Word, they didn't receive the Word. Now here's the truth. If they had listened to the prophets, If they had listened to the prophets of old, they would have known, they would have recognized, perhaps they would have received. But here's what they did to the prophets. They disregarded the prophets. They killed the prophets. They did away with the prophets. And so when the word showed up in history, in creation, the word was unfamiliar to their very familiar story. But church, it shouldn't have been. He was as unfamiliar to them as a king who rules with grace and truth. Center point, the word was as unfamiliar to people as a king who rules with grace and truth. Center point on 2020, first Sunday of 2020, do you know about grace and truth? Legitimate question. Do you know about grace and truth? Grace is this free blessing of favor on those who don't deserve it. Grace is this free blessing of favor on those who don't deserve it. You know what percentage of people sitting in this room don't deserve it? 110%. That's right, Maxine May. Thank you. 110%. 10% of us don't deserve it. Grace comes along like a rain shower and cleanses us from the inside out. One of my favorite preachers, Frederick Buechner, he uses this image for grace. Listen to this. He says, "Here is your life. You might never have been, but you are, because the party wouldn't have been complete without you. Here is the world. Beautiful and terrible things will happen in the world. Don't be afraid. I'm always with you. It is for you that I created the world. I love you. But there's just one catch. Like any other gift, this gift of grace can only be yours if you receive it. And maybe being able to receive it is also a gift of grace." The word that was in the beginning is full of grace. The word that was in the beginning, the word that showed up in human history is full of favor for people who don't deserve it. At all times, in all places, this word is being better to us than we deserve. Amen. Center point, do you know about truth? Truth is the nature of the reality of God come to life. Truth is reality as things really, really are. Truth is all that is right in the world. All that is good, all that is right, all that is holy. The hope that God has for all humanity is truth. It is life in reality as God intends, and truth is in the world. All that God hoped for, all that God intended, all that God wanted when he blessed all of humanity, truth is in the word. This word that was in the beginning, and this word that came into human history and lived and dwelt and walked among us. Grace and truth came into our world as a word that has been from the beginning. And center point, this word of grace and this word of truth was a person. This word of grace and this word of truth was a person. Now, in their larger story, in the larger Hebrew story of God, this word went by many names. Just to highlight a few for you real quick. El Shaddai, Lord God Almighty. El Elyon, the Most High God. Adonai, Lord and Master. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord my banner. Jehovah Raha, the Lord my shepherd. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of peace. Throughout the story of God, this word has gone by many different names. And this word, this person, was with God in the beginning, from the beginning. But 2,000 years ago, by a man named Joseph, this word was given a name. 2,000 years ago, this word that has been from the beginning was directed by an angel to be given the name Jesus because the angel said he would save his people from their sins. This word that was from the beginning, this word that is full of unmerited favor for people just like you and just like me, this word that encompasses everything that's good and right and holy about the universe, that is God, was given the name Jesus by a man named Joseph because Jesus would save his people from their sins. This unseen God that for centuries had only been known by names and character traits and attributes was now being revealed to the world under the name Jesus. And so we just heard in John 1:18, no one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made God known to us. If you're here today and you're not a churchy person, or you're here today and you don't buy into the God thing, but you really want to know what the God of the Christian faith is all about, you simply need to open up the four books of the New Testament and discover who Jesus was, and you will see in Jesus Christ exactly who God is. This God that is full of grace and truth. Jesus, center point, is the living Word. He has been made known to us and though has shown us who God is. And this God not only wants to know you, this God wants to be known by you. And I can't think of a greater adventure to embrace in the year 2020. Can you think of a greater adventure to embrace in 2020? I laugh at one of my best friends. I go to their home. About 2 years ago, they created their bucket list for the year, and it made me feel good about myself when I walked into their kitchen and I looked on their fridge and I saw their bucket list from 2 years ago, and nothing had been checked off yet, right? Fun stuff, though. Like, I want to ride a dirt bike. I want to jump a dirt bike. I want to ride a horse. You know, like, fun stuff. Hadn't been done yet. I can't think of a greater adventure center point in 2020 than to seek Jesus more. I can think of a greater adventure than to seek to be known more intimately by God and to know God more intimately. Center point, as you seek Him, as you seek Jesus, you will find grace and you'll find truth. You'll find all that God is when you seek Jesus, and you will find unmerited favor for a person like you when you seek Jesus. In the beginning was the Word. This Word, this Jesus, in the beginning was full of grace. He was full of truth. This Word was Jesus, and this Word is Jesus. As we turn our attention to the table here in just a minute, I want to give us just a few minutes to reflect. First Sunday of 2020, thinking about these realities that are caught up in the Word, grace, and truth, thinking about the realities that are caught up in the living Christ, grace, and truth. And as we prepare our hearts for the table, I want to ask you not to deplete ourselves, not to burden ourselves, but in honest reflection, center point today, what truth do you need to hear about yourself? What truths do you need to hear about your life, your current habits, your motivations, your desires, where you do or don't let your mind wander? Center point, what truths do you need to hear about yourself? You see, this God of grace also carries with him a standard of holiness. He wants to take a people like us and not only have favor on us and have grace on us and be kinder to us than we deserve, he wants to call us to his side so that we have the best life in his spirit that we can possibly have. And Centerpoint, it wouldn't be a great adventure in 2020 to be held back, to be kept aside, to be burdened by the things that for however long have been pulling us off of the path that God has for us. Centerpoint, what truths in this new year do you need to hear about yourself? Because regardless of the truths you need to hear about yourself, you will also hear the truth of grace. Centerpoint, when you encounter the good, the bad, and the ugly about your own life, coming right up behind it in this word Jesus from the beginning is grace. Centerpoint, how do you need to be more gracious to yourself? We're hard on each other. We're hard on each other. We're hard on ourselves. Centerpoint, how do you need to be gracious to yourself in 2020? By resting in him. By hitting a pause button on the old strive reality of your life. How do you need to just rest in him and rest in his goodness and find his peace in a new way in this next year? Centerpoint, if you'll look face to face with the truths about your life that you need to embrace, you will find standing alongside this truth God's gracious favor for you. He wants what's best for you. He is fighting for that best even now. And as Buechner has said, all we need to do is reach out and receive it. This morning as we come to the table, his table, I want us to come today with just those two questions in mind. Lord, as I come and I embrace your broken body and your shed blood for me, you came so that I could have freedom from sin, so that I could live free from sin. But Lord, on this first Sunday of 2020, this last Sunday of Christmas, what truths do you need me to hear about myself? And God, how might your grace respond to those truths? How might I rest in you in this new year? Centerpoint, I believe 2020 is going to be an incredible, incredible year for the life of our church. But an incredible year in the life of our church starts with an incredible year in the lives of our own individual hearts and homes. And there's no better way to enter into 2020 than to find ourselves as children at the table of the King of grace and truth. And that's the invitation we heard this morning. That's the invitation we heard. We get to come to the King's table as children.